It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
It's my pleasure to say hello to John Smoltz, eight-time All-Star with the Atlanta Braves, a career that began in 1988 and continued through 2009, World Series champion in 1995, and Cy Young Award winner in 1996. But we're going to talk golf. Hey, John, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So you've been playing golf a long time, because I've been following your golf career as long as I've been following your baseball career. Talk about how you first got into the sport.
Yeah, I never played golf growing up. I grew up in Michigan, basketball, baseball, football. I didn't really appreciate the sport. And then I got to baseball and had a bunch of time on my hands as a starting pitcher. It's like, what am I going to do every 4 days, you know, in between starts? So I picked up golf and fishing. Fell in love with both, but golf became the passion that really allowed me to have competitiveness. You're out, you're basically out Mother Nature taking on the golf course. And I learned fairly quickly and never really taken a lesson. I never really shot in the 90s when I first started. And I just became obsessed with it. And golf has been something I'm going to play well into my 80s if I live that long.
So you never shot into the 90s? You just went into the 80s or...
Yeah, I don't remember, much of high scores. I'm sure I might have, in the very beginning, had a round or two close to that. But the game with pitching and hand-eye coordination and everything that, I try to do mechanically for pitching, there's a lot of similarities, and I picked it up fairly quickly. Length wasn't a problem when I was playing baseball. That was one of the strengths. It started to, your game gets better as your short game gets better.
So what are the similarities between pitching and golf? Because it seems like there are a lot of pitchers out there that, take to golf pretty easily and are good players.
Yeah, the biggest thing is sight-oriented commitment. You got to look and channel a shot. Be committed on what you're doing. From the mental standpoint, there's a lot of similarities from a pitcher's perspective. The mechanics are a little bit different. You don't want to slide, obviously, in your golf swing. You slide into you stay behind the ball when you're throwing a pitch. You want to stay behind the ball when you're obviously, hitting a golf shot. So there's some things that lend me to more of a problem in the golf swing, but I've learned how to kind of stay over the ball and turn and try not to slide into the shot.
So what would you say is more difficult, hitting a stationary ball or hitting, 90-mile-an-hour fastball?
Well, they're both difficult, but to hit a golf ball straight is much more difficult than it is to try to hit a ball that's moving. Both have its challenges, and certainly a stationary ball would seem like it's easier to do, but it's much more difficult to control. So, I've learned a lot about the game of golf, and the pressure and anxiety that comes along with it can create negative scenarios for not executing a good shot. And so from that standpoint, golf has definitely got a lot more room for error than a team sport, where they can pick you up in a team sport.
Interesting. Plus, you have more time in golf to let bad thoughts get between the ears, I guess, right?
No doubt. That's the biggest thing in a challenged match of a tournament. That's where I have struggled. I like to play fast. I like to be in rhythm, and you can get out of rhythm quickly in a tournament because it takes for a long time in between shots. You have a lot of thinking to do, and that's not necessarily a great thing.
So how do you get rid of those bad thoughts? I mean, can you take anything from your baseball career to golf, to, from a psychological standpoint?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You mentally learn when you fail. So after you fail, you change your mental approach. And if there's any kind of nerves, there's a scenario that comes in to play that doesn't allow you to be free. And when you're not free, you better find ways to get a little more freed up when you're trying to execute a shot under the gun. Same thing with baseball. I was always used to it. It was what I've practiced and I was known for. So that wasn't an issue of nerves. Golf became more an issue of nerves when you do something outside your comfort zone. And playing tournament golf is so far different than playing casual golf. It's night and day.
Sure. You have to be so match tough, both physically and mentally, when you're playing in those tournaments. And the Lake Tahoe event, the American Century Championship, will take place July 8th through the 12th at the Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course. There will not be spectators this year. And how do you think that's going to affect play?
Well, it'll be different because you definitely feed off the emotion of the fans, and they get pretty loud on a couple holes, and you know that's what makes it exciting. But I think the fact that we're playing, and the fact that we can get out and get some things more, I don't know, closer to normal, will give people to something to watch, and obviously gives us the opportunity to compete in a great event.
So Tony Romo, he's won it the last 2 years. What makes Tony Romo such a good golfer?
Oh, he's got a great game. He hits it long. There's really not many weaknesses he has. And he's been under the gun in a lot of amateur championships. And he's learned how to play in a couple of PGA events, which really help you navigate this event. Because if you can play in a PGA event, it's a little bit, this is a little easier from a tension standpoint. So, you know, he's definitely got the game to win it multiple times, which he has. And, you know, hopefully, I just want to get in the same group with him and see what I can do.
And you've been playing for, what, 11 years in this championship?
The event is something that I mark down every chance I can. I had to miss it 1 year for the Hall of Fame. There was a scheduling conflict. But for the most part, this has been a must-do, and can't wait to do it.
And Mark Mulder, talking about pitchers who play great golf, he dominated the event for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, he hits it. I mean, you know, this is the thing, that these younger guys hit it a ton, and I've learned to not try to stay up with them anymore. Being 53, it's a little bit different, but Mark's got the game. This golf course for him suits his eyes. He dominates the par fives, and that's where the scoring is. You got to dominate the par fives, otherwise you're falling behind big time.
Right, so you don't think you have as much distance, but how's your short game?
It's getting better. It's getting better when I can stay away from the corners, which I like to do when there's a pitcher. I don't like the corners out here because I lip out a lot when you're on the corners. So I'm trying to square it up with the putter a little bit better.
Were you around when Stephon Curry and his caddy jumped into Lake Tahoe? I guess he lost a bet.
Yeah, they've got a nice little family bet going on there. And he can play. There's a lot of guys that can play, and it should be a fun leaderboard come Sunday.
I mean, when you look at this field, you know, you have just an eclectic array of stars from baseball, basketball, football, tennis. You have Marcus Allen, Jerome Bettis, Roger Clemens, Stephon Curry, Marty Fish from tennis, and your buddies from the Braves, Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, your former teammates. You know, and you talk about pressure. Everybody I just mentioned have withstood the pressure of playing in a Super Bowl, a World Series, Wimbledon, NBA Finals. Yet, you know, you're still talking about the pressure of competition as being really extreme, right?
Yeah, it's totally different because the biggest thing here is everyone else in their own sport is in their comfort zone. This is outside their comfort zone. And so you start thinking differently. And when you think differently, you're going to react differently. So once you get it under your belt a few times, first-time goers have a hard time, you know, with the tournament and the idea. A, it's on TV. B, a lot of people are going to see the shot. So it's an exciting but nervous type feeling that you just can't experience until you go through it.
So I'm sure people want to ask you this all the time. Who's better, you, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux? And how much of a rivalry is there in golf amongst you guys?
Well, I've been better my whole career than them, but they're all Glavine has been trying, taking tons of lessons. He just wants to beat me once, and he came real close a couple times. So that's really my built-in pressure. I can't afford to lose to those guys, because if I do, I'll never hear the end of it.
Do you play a lot against each other, or just in these tournaments, these celebrity tournaments?
Yeah, we used to during, you know, our career, and then we usually are paired together, and then that's where it ends, because then they go by score after that.
How about Saberhagen? He's a good player, right? Brett Saberhagen.
They are. A lot of baseball players, a lot of pitchers usually have the opportunity to play. And he's been on the leaderboard before. And again, the goal here is you got to make a lot of birdies. And one day you can get it going. The next day, those Poana greens, they get in your head. So it's a matter of it's a matter of trying to put the ball in the hole. I don't see many lip in.
So talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, the fact that you were allowed to bring your clubs, you know, when you were playing with the Braves. But, you know, I remember guys telling me that, you know, some clubs weren't allowed to, some managers said, no way, you're not bringing your clubs.
Yeah, I wouldn't play for any of those teams either. When free agency, that was a rule. I wasn't signing no matter how much money they gave me. And that's why I stayed in Atlanta. And that's why Bobby knew and understood what we needed to keep ourselves fresh and to enjoy the run. It kept us fresh. We played a lot, probably an extra 3 years because of golf. We all talk about that.
Interesting. Well, good for you. And what about your thoughts on the ongoing talks, John, between the players' union and the owners? Do you think there's going to be any kind of baseball season this year?
I do. I think they're going to, you know, it's all posturing. It's usually when it comes out in the press, it's not maybe as totally as accurate as the, you know, each side, I'm sure, uses the press to try to get pressure on the other side and everything that usually happens. So I'm confident they're going to work it out. You know, it's a shame it hasn't worked out so far, but I still believe they're going to work it out.
So you do think there's going to be some kind of season this year?
Yes.
And do you still watch games and are you still involved in Major League Baseball?
Oh, yeah. I got to do, you know, I broadcast for Fox and MLB Network, so I'm still doing all the games of the week and then the postseason and World Series. So I'm definitely waiting to see what they come up with because my job depends on it.
And it may take a little bit away from your practice, though, on the golf course if you have to.
For sure, yeah. I'm always challenged to try and figure out how I can squeeze in golf amongst the games that I do.
What's your handicap these days?
+2.
Oh, wow. And do you feel that you can get better as you get older? I know you said you're losing a little distance off the tee, but a lot of times from a mental standpoint and from a maybe course management standpoint, game management standpoint, you may be, you know, as you get older, you get wiser as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm definitely finding that that's a part of the game that can definitely improve and learning how to manage your game and where your strengths are and when to go for things and when not to. So I'm definitely learning every time I come out and play, but the most I learn is in a tournament.
Do you work with any instructors at this point, or is it pretty much all
self-taught?
I
just don't want to get too mechanical. I probably should have done that a while ago, but at this point, with my physical limitations and some of the surgeries I've had, some of the things I need to do, I can't. So it's kind of like fighting Mother Nature in ways that I just can't do certain things. So I have to learn how to swing around some of my elements.
And where would you love to play golf where you haven't perhaps played yet?
You know, I've gotten a chance. Scotland is the trip we had this year, but it got canceled. So I'm really looking forward to playing over there. I've heard nothing but great things about playing golf over there, and I'm really, really can't wait to do it.
Well, good for you. I love playing golf in Scotland. I love Irish golf, too, and hopefully we can get back there and play some golf there. Well, good luck in this tournament. And
Thank you. And
I hope you do beat your buddies Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux. I love that rivalry. I think it's a lot of fun with you guys.
Definitely.
Well, continued success on and off the course, John. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, John Smoltz. A lot of fun, that guy. And what a golfer. All right, quickly, if you're just tuning in, RBC Heritage, jam-packed leaderboard, 21 players within 3 shots of the lead. Four-way tie for the lead with Webb Simpson, Ryan Palmer, Abraham Answer, Tyrell Hatton, all sitting atop the leaderboard at 15 under by one. So put your seatbelts on. It's going to be very exciting. My thanks to Andy Bassett, Executive Vice President, Chief Administrative Officer, Travelers, and to pitcher extraordinaire John Smoltz, and to Ed Arzuman in the studio, Paul Rosenberg during the week, and Talking Golf with Ann Liguori was brought to you by Travelers. This year's Travelers Championship is a TV-only event. You can catch all the action June 25th through the 28th on the Golf Channel and CBS. Learn more at TravelersChampionship.com. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you next Sunday morning from 7 to 8 right here on Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. The Fan. W.